everything.
Being gay at school has never been easy for Newton High School senior Ella Daft. She not only has been bullied by other kids for her sexual orientation, she was kicked out of a private Christian school for being a lesbian. After transferring to Newton, the school's Gay Straight Alliance sponsor encouraged her to sign up for their club.
I remember I told her I had to go to the bathroom, and I was grabbing the sink crying in joy that that kind of environment was at this new school.
Daft is now the president of the Newton Gay Straight Alliance. She says it's really helped get her out of her shell, but things aren't perfect at the school. Daft says she's still bullied by other students, though she's glad some schools are making an effort to teach acceptance. But not everyone thinks schools are the right forum to teach those values.
Let's narrow the focus of the schools back to teaching and learning.
That's Bob Vanderplaats of the Christian nonprofit group The Family Leader. It's been a leading opponent of the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage, but he doesn't think it's okay to bully gay kids.
I think that even goes back to the parenting, though. My kids aren't going to pick on another kid, I guarantee you that. They're not going to pick on a homosexual kid or a redhead kid.
Vanderplaats says schools were never designed to raise children. But Donna Redwing, the president of gay rights group One Iowa, says gay and lesbian kids are still being bullied in schools, and adults need to address that.
We need to model civility and respect for our children. We need to understand that every action, everything we say, you know, every derisive remark that we make, our kids hear that. And they're going to parrot that.
In Sioux City, elementary school counselor Bernie Hess says it's her job to make school a safe place for all kids to learn. She says children who come from families with gay parents have also been targeted in the Sioux City district.
I think our children are going to be our first piece. And they're the ones that are going to teach us that, you know, it doesn't matter. I have two parents who love each other. And I have a family that loves me.
Hess says part of Sioux City's curriculum is teaching kids to think about how their actions actually make other people feel. Newton High School senior Ella Daft says she's doing her part by sharing her story. One of her classmates had bullied Daft for being gay, and after Daft and her girlfriend were featured in a TV news story about bullying, the kid came up to her and said he was sorry.
People's opinions are oftentimes the hardest thing to change. That's why when that boy came up to me and tried to apologize after he saw us on the news, I was taken aback because that's never happened to me before, and I never thought it would.
While Daft says she can't change opinions, she says she can help change the atmosphere. In Newton, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.